Okay, we're going to be in here on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Bet. Yesterday we were discussing from the Mishnah the issue of Tolesh, whether one can be Tolesh the Seyar, the Tzemer, around the neck of the animal. The Gemara, or the Mishnah, is discussing the case of Bechor. The Gemara then posited a question with regards to Yom Tov. Is the same thing that we're saying here by Bechor also applicable or true by Yom Tov? The Gemara differentiated and says, depends on what you think, the reason that Tolesh is Mutar. If you think Talesh is mutar here because Talesh Enu Nikra Gziza, because it's not called Gziza, that's fine, like Gabei Bechor. Because by Bechor, there's only a restriction against Giza. There is no restriction against Talisha. On the other hand, by Yom Tov, there is an additional restriction of Oker Davar Migidulo. On the other hand, if you believe the reason here that Talisha is mutar, is not because of the fact that Talisha is not Giza. Talisha is Giza. It's a subset of Giza. But it's davar she'eino mitkaven. And since it's davar she'eino mitkaven, it's mutar here. And the same will be applicable by the din of Yom Tov. So that's the way the Gemara reads according to Rashi. Tosafot has a different reading of the Gemara. He says that the question revolves around whether the heter here is a heter midirabonon or a heter midirabonon. Is it a din deoraita or a din derabonon? And that'll have application by Yom Tov. If we think that the heter of eino mitkaven here is only against the din derabonon. So since Lisha is eno gziza, it's only osur midirabonon. And davar sheino mitkaven will help you over here. But then we can't extrapolate that to Yom Tov. So Yom Tov is a din deoraita. On the other hand, if you think that the reason here it's mutar is because it's davar sheino mitkaven, nothing to do with Lisha eno gziza. Lisha is gziza. And therefore it's a din deoraita. And even in the face of a din deoraita, you say, davar sheino mitkaven works over here. It'll also work by Yom Tov, davar sheino mitkaven. So that's the way Tosfot reads it. Now the Gemara had this story with that. They approached Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna, what's the din? Rav Huna says, go to Rav Chananel and see what he says. Rav Chananel being a Talmud of Rav. Rav Huna is also a Talmud of Rav. And ask him whether Rav thinks the halacha is like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. They came back and they said, Rav Chananel says, in the name of Rav, we have Rav here that I'm Rav halacha Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. Says, if that's the case, connect the Yom Tov mutar. Concluded, therefore, by Yom Tov, it's also the same din. So Itmar Nami, the last line of Chavdal Ramad Bet, I'm a Rav Chanayi bar Shalmaya, Mishmei de Rav, connect the Yom Tov mutar. We have an explicit statement here, in the name of Rav, from Rav Chananya ben Shalmaya, that by Yom Tov it is also mutar, just like it is over here, which would imply that it's talking about a case of davar sheino mitkaven. According to Rashi, it's davar sheino mitkaven, therefore by Yom Tov it's also davar sheino mitkaven, it's mutar. According to Tosafot, if the heter here by Bechor is a heter midoraita, so too by Yom Tov, the heter doraita of davar sheino mitkaven will work. Omi amar Rav Hachi, can you really say this in Shita Drav? V'amar Rav Chiya Barashi Mishmei Drav. One is not allowed to put in the cork, the plug of a barrel. The plug was made of wood, made out of acheres, but they used to put cloth around it in order that it's equivalent of a washer so that it would seal around. But when you did that, the cloth around it would soak with the wine that was inside. And when you put the stopper in, it used to squeeze it out. So you're not allowed to put that in because that's a problem of shrita. On Yom Tov Shchita and Shabbat. V'hai, afi the Rabbi Shimon Modeh. In that, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Why? The Abaye Rabbi Adar Meitar Vayu. They both said, Modeh Shimon, P'sik Reishe, V'lo Yomud. Because the Rabbi Shimon agrees by P'sik Reishe that the din is that even though normally Rabbi Shimon holds, Dover She'enu Mitkavein is Mutar on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, when it's a P'sik Reishe, when the outcome is an Isra Malacha that must come about because of your action, there even Rabbi Shimon agrees that davar sheino mitkaven will not be mutar. Now whether it's asur midrabanan, asur midoraita, that's a subject to major machlokot rishonim. I'll send you all the mikorot on davar sheino mitkaven and psik reishe. I'm going to focus a little bit here on the issue that's at hand, our sugya. And from that, we can see a little bit about psik reishe and davar sheino mitkaven. Where it says, but hamar Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav halocha k'Rav Yehuda. Rav paskens halocha k'Rav Yehuda that davar sheino mitkaven is asur. Rav Chanan bar Hami amar Shmuel halocha k'Rav Shimon. And Shmuel paskens halocha is like Rav Shimon. Davar sheino mitkaven is mutar. Chiya b'avin matni b'lo gavre. He taught it without anybody saying it, just Rav and Shmuel straight up. Rav amar halocha k'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel amar halocha k'Rav Shimon. Rav says halocha is like Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says halocha is Rav Shimon. So truthfully, the issue of Psik Reisha is not our issue over here. That's not what we're talking about. Rashi already clarified that. Because over here, She'ein mitkaven l'tlosh, elo mifaneu moshcho elech velech. He pushes it aside. Vim nitlash, nitlash. There's no Psik Reisha here that the hair will come out. You use your hand to push it aside, and you can do the Shechita. If it falls out, it falls out. But that's not necessarily a Psik Reisha. So our case over here is not a case of Psik Reisha. Rather, our case is a case of Dover Sheino Mitkavein. That we saw because we were willing to extrapolate it to Yom Tov. We say the same thing applies to Bechor, it applies to Yom Tov. That sounds like Dover Sheino Mitkavein is Mutar. The problem is, it's Rav. Rav says, Aloha is like Rabbi Yoshi ben Mishlom in our Mishnah. And we had a quote in the name of Rav, then connect the Yom Tov is Mutar. And if it's Rav, Rav, we know, does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Dabashen mitkamin is asur. So how do we reconcile between Rav's sakalocha legabe Dabashen mitkamin, and the fact that here we're willing to say that just like Bechor, so too it applies to Yom Tov. Elo le'olam savarav Dabashen mitkamin asur. We know that's Rav's, Rav Shita is that Dabashen mitkamin is asur. Vetolesh lav hainu gozes. So we're back to what the Gemara started with, the first avenue in the Gemara, that Tlisha is not a subset of Geziza. Well, if that's the case, then how do you move from Bechor to Yom Tov? Ubi Yom Tov, hainu taimo dishori. Why is it mutar on Yom Tov? Davide, oker dover migilulo, kilachar yad. It's oker dover migilulo, so that would be problematic in Yom Tov, but it's kilachar yad. And in kilachar yad, that makes only a din derabonon. Since it's a din derabonon, then because of simchat Yom Tov, we are willing to be matir. Now the Gemara says, Vitolesh lavainu gozeis. Is it really true that tolesh is not gozeis? Vatanya. We have a bright, hatolesh et aknaf. Someone who picks off a feather from the wing of a bird, vakotmo, and then he cuts it down. I don't know if he's trying to make it into a quill, or he's trying to kick the sharp points of it. Vamorto, and then afterwards he pulls the feathers off of it. Chayav, shalosh chataot. He's chayav three chataot for this. Vamareish lakish. What are these three chataot that is chayav? Tolesh, chayav mishim gozes. So you see here that tolesh is a tolada of gozes. So the reason you're chayav for tolesh is because of gozes. And number two, koteim chayav mishum mechatech. The reason when you pluck it off and you cut it down, your chayav is because of mechatech. Making something, cutting it in, sharpening the edges, making it something that is useful. Umimareit chayav mishum mechatech. And clearing off the feathers, your chayav, because of mimachek, which is to smooth something out to make it flat. Where it says, shiny knaf, dahainu urchei. Knaf is different, because a knaf, a wing, plucking the feathers out of a wing, that is the normal way to act within the knaf. So as opposed to the tzemer, the wool of a tzleh, over there, the wool, it's not normal to do tlisha, what's normal is to do gziza. Therefore, when you do tlisha, it's kele acharyad. Whereas over here, by the case of the feathers, the normal way to take a feather out is not to be gozeis, it is to pluck it out. It never becomes orchei. So you no longer have this heter of kila achar yad. Quick look at Tosafot. Tosafot over here says, avalei oker davar migidulo kila achar yad. Says that's what the conclusion here is. The reason you can do the tlisha here is because it's kila achar yad. Ein lemod mekan, she mutar litlosh notza mitzavar shel of. From here you can't learn that you can pluck out the feathers from the neck of a bird. That I already explained. Tosso explained this in yesterday's daf. We spoke this out a number of times. That the reason that it's mutar over here is because Eino mitkavein. And even according to Rashi, who thinks you can do it b'mitkavein over here, case of tlisha eino b'ziza, you could do it even b'mitkavein. But notza lo havi kalachar yad. Problem by notza is that it's not kalachar yad. And therefore, even though ain't tzarich kan la notza, even though you don't need the notza here, and it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa, we can't learn out melacha shein tzricha legufa melachar yad. Melacha shein tzricha legufa is also midirabanan. Kalachar yad is also midirabanan. Maybe I should allow you to pluck the feathers out. That's what it says, they're not equivalent. Melacha shein tzricha legufa is asur, and Yom Tov doesn't help you. By kalachar yad, Yom Tov does help you and allows you to do it. We have matir it on Yom Tov because of that. So you see from Tosafot, it's clear, number one, that you can't take out, pluck feathers on Yom Tov, even though it's only a din derabanan. Even though it's only a din derabanan and Simchat Yom Tov doesn't help, it's only when it's kilach hayad. Kilach hayad means it can't be the normal way to take something out. That'll be the case by the tlisha, by the tleh, not over here. Number two is the re-belief that this heter of tlisha kilach hayad is only sheno mitkavein. If you're not mitkavein to be taking it out. So you can do this plisha by hand. You can push away the hair in order to see the makom shkita. And if some hair falls out, that's a davar she'eino mitkaven kel achar yad, and we will be matir. Davar she'eino mitkaven achar yad, and a din derabonon, there we're willing to be matir v'simchat yom tov. That's the way the Ri reads it. On the other hand, the Rambam, when he codifies the loch over here, the Rambam says, you can pluck away the hair of the chatchila, kodeshim to show it to a mumche, v'shochet b'chor, or shemuk tashim, t'lishet t'sar, mikan l'kan, asod makom l'sakin, you'll have to pull away the hair in order to make a place for the knife, uvach lo yizizenamim kamo, as long as you don't take it out. Then in Hilchot Yom Tov, the Rambam writes, Hashochet beima biyom tov mutar lo li tolosh tzemer the makom asakim biyado. You're allowed to pull the tzemer out in order to make a room for the knife. Vajla is a zenem yikomo. Eli yisheir sham misubach b'sher tzemer tzavar. Aba ba'ov lo imrot m'nei shu tarkov v'nim tza tolesh biyom tov. But what do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam is willing to allow you to be tolesh. Over here, the way the Ri reads it, it has to be davar she'eino mitkaven. You go ahead, you spread it away with your hands, and if it happens to come out, that's tolesh. Which kalachar yad she'enu mitkaven b'simchat yom tov, there I'm willing to be matir. But the Rambam says straight out that you can be mitkaven. You're allowed to be tolesh, not just you move around with your hands and then if it falls out. He's saying literally you can be tolesh on yom tov. That's what the Gemara says here. Tolesh is a din kalachar yad. If it's a din kalachar yad, then even b'mitkaven you can do it because of simchat yom tov, and that's what the Rambam paskins. So the Rambam, like Rashi, suggests over here that even b'mitkavein, you'd be allowed to do this t'lisha, as opposed to the Ri, who says that it's only true when it's done she'enu mitkavein. The Tur, when he codifies the halacha, writes, so the Tur, in Hilchot Yom Tov, Siman Taf Tzadi Chet, Kotov Rambam, Ashochei b'ma b'yom tov mutar litlosh et tzemer lasot mekom lasakin, uvash leizen ze'enu mikomo. Yishir et tzemer misubach sham, b'tzer et tzemer tzaval, v'of le'meret enotza. That's what we just read. V'haramban hitir limrot afanotza. The Ramban says you can even take out the feathers on Yom Tov. V'ri pasak divrei Rambam zal. The Ri, Tosfot, paskins like the Rambam, meaning that you're not allowed to do notza, but you can do the t'lisha. Elohosh sif, he added on one other thing. Se'af b'tlisha tzemer lo'sro im kein enu mitkavein l'tosho. You can't have kavanah to be t'lisha. Aval mitkavein. If you do it intentionally, asur. Olisdeh yiskim adonai avi arosh. Rambam says asur v'notza, and the Ri agrees to that. Rambam is matir b'tlisha, so is the Ri, but he's only matir when it's enu mitkavein. The Rambam is matir even b'mitkavein. The Ramban is unbelievable. He says, "Hitir l'amroreit afanutza." He's allowed to pluck out even feathers. So Shulchan Aruch, when he codifies the halacha, says, "Ashochet beima biyom tov eino rashai litloshet zemer lasot makom asakin el mifaneu." And the Ramah adds, "Biyado." Can't do it with a kli. You can only do it biyado. That's misubach. The Magen Avraham is very questionable whether that's true. Umoshcho elech veelach. He pushed it away. V'im nitlash. Exactly like the Ri. Hashochet et ov lo imrot et notza kidei lasot makom asakin. That's like the Ri and the Rambam, not like the Ramban. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses over here. He actually discusses it also in the Be'er Halacha. Question of Seyar. We discussed the wool of a tle. Discussed the notza of birds. What about the Seyar of a goat? What's the din, the Gabe Seyar of a goat? So that there were those that wanted to connect them and say, well, the Gemara says that Seyar has the same din as Notza, which is that you're Tolesh Seyar, you're not Gozei Seyar. We saw that at the end of Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, Gziza only applies to wool, does not apply to Seyar. That's why goats are not Chayiv in Reshit HaGez. That would indicate that they have the same din as a bird. On the other hand, the Gemara in Shabbat differentiates between different types of Seyar. The Seyar that is dak, the very thin Seyar on the goat, that's Asur Mishum Tlisha. On the other hand, if it's longer hairs, that is a din like Ziza, and it's not a problem to take it out. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha brings down that he thinks that by the goats, it would be mutar to clear it away or to pluck it out, lefi the Rambam, or to clear it away according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah brings it b'shem the Ri. That it would be okay as long as you're doing with the larger hairs, the big hairs of the goat. But if you got to the very, very thin hairs, then it had the same din as the notza, the feathers of the bird. Now the Ramban, what's the shita to Ramban? Why is he matter over here when it comes to the bird and the meritat notza? Since it's iaf shar lo ochla without meritat notza, since it's impossible to eat this bird unless you pluck the feathers out, mali lifnei shchita, mali lachar shchita. Why should it make a difference whether you do it before Shkita or after Shkita? After Shkita, you have to pluck the feathers out to make it edible anyway. So why can't I pluck them out beforehand to make it right and able to be shechted? And Shabura differentiates and says it's not the same. After Shkita, everything is mutar in terms of Elchot Nefesh. You can do Hefshet, you can do all these things that are malachot normally, become mutar after Shkita. Before Shkita, the animal's not, there's no heter gamor, and therefore he disagrees with the Ramban over here that you can do it beforehand. The interesting thing is, Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'hinei b'Beit Yosef hevi dat Ramban shemekil b'zeh v'hu iskim l'dina l'yisur k'rova poskim. Beit Yosef passes against, and we saw that in Shulchan Aruch, against the Ramban. U'mikol makom, listen to this, na'agu achshav shochatim nimrot. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the shochatim today pluck the feathers away. Mipnei shomrim she'i efshar lishchot below zeh. They can't shecht with the feathers, they just can't do it. V'somchim al dat Ramban. U'mikol makom b'vadayim efshar lishchot below merita. If there's a possibility of doing without merita, Rak shifneh b'yadon, you can push away at the ends, yesh lahachmir. But you see that the minhag of the butchers was like the Ramban, because it was too hard to shecht. They couldn't shecht without plucking it out. So even though meikra alocha, everyone paskins against the Ramban, nevertheless the butchers were noeg like the Ramban for that reason. Amazing thing that the minhag went against the alocha, or the rov of the poskim went like the Ramban, because it was too hard to do shkita. They couldn't do shkita on Yom Tov without being holding like the Ramban. What we see here from the Rambam is, the Rambam believes that kelachar yad, and something that is an issue, the Rabbanon, Simchat Yom Tov is enough to overcome it. On the other hand, what we see from the Ri and others is that you need it to be Davar Sheino Mitkavein. Even in the face of a Din de Rabbanon, you need it to be Davar Sheino Mitkavein. Otherwise, I'm not going to classify it as being something that I can be Mekel B'Simchat Yom Tov. This also might have implications with regards to Psik Reshe. Do we say that there's a Din of Psik Reshe even by Dinei de Rabbanon, or is that only in Dinei De'oraita? Shumat HaDeshen says that it only applies to Dinei De'oraita. By Dinei De'rabbanon, we do not say the Din of Psik Reshe applies. Whereas, the Mishnah Berurah says that most of the poskim believe that even by Dinei De'rabbanon, we say that Psik Reshe applies. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shin Yud Dalet, V'hinei, li'ikar din iskimo magen Avram, ve'leo rabba v'agra, agon rabbi kiv eger, the Psik Reshe, osur afil milto De'rabbanon. Psik Reshe even applies by Dinei De'rabbanon. Mikom makom, there are places where they're mitzadei the kula. Because if you're mitzareif another kula, like for instance, malacha shein tzricha legufa, or something else, the two of them together, or mekalkel, or some other din derabonon, we will be mekel. So if you have psik reisha in a din derabonon, if you can be mitzareif together with it another kula derabonon, then we'll be willing to be matir. So for instance, amir lakum. Amir lakum b'psik reisha, over there we might be mekel, especially if it's only a psik reisha de rabbonon. So these are interesting outcomes of our Gemara over here. We see from the Ri that the Rambam was willing to be matir kalachar yag with simchat yom tov period. The Ri is only willing to be matir when he has both davar sheino mitkavein and kalachar yad. So you see from there that when you have two kulot, when you have two things de rabbonon, we're willing to be mekel. By psik reisha, if it's only in a din de rabbonon, plus, I have another tziruf derabanan, malach shein tzricha legufa, or I have a tziruf of mikalkel, or a tziruf of amir la'akum, over there I'm going to be willing to matir, because I have two derabanans, and therefore I'm willing to be mekel in a psik reisha, in a din derabanan. Mary continues over here, and says, umi derav savar k'Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam savar like a rav. If Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, then Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam obviously holds like Rav. Now, that's not necessarily true. We're going to see the Gemara is going to say in the end that doesn't have to be true. But as Tosfot says, it seems like the Gemara, there was some sort of Kimle the Rav that Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam holds like him. It has to be that way, otherwise there's no reason for this type of question in the Gemara. So can that really be? Davar Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, Davar Shein Mitkaven Asur? Does Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam really believe Davar Shein Mitkaven is Asur like Rav? Atanya! We have a breakdown in the Tosefta. Shtei Se'arot. Now here, the girsa we have in our Gemara is a pi Rashi. Ikran ma'adim, at the root they're red, v'roshan machshkir. And the upper part of the hairs are black. And we know that shtei se'arot, black se'arot, are posel le'parah du'ma. But over here, the upper parts are black, but the roots are still red. This is Rashi's girsa. Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam er gozeiz b'misparayim b'ino choshesh. Clip it off with your scissors, and no problem. What's the reason that Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam says this? Because it's dover she'enu mitkavein. He over here has no intention of doing giza. He doesn't care about the hair. He doesn't want the hair. He's not doing this for the purpose of gozeis. He's doing this for the purpose of being machshir the paraduma, because if he cuts away the ends of the hair that are black, now he has a completely red paraduma. So over here, because the roots are red, we assume that it's okay, and therefore you just gozeis. Now here, gozeis is that you want the material. The melach of gozeis is that I want to keep what I have. So therefore Rashi says, Dabar sheinu mitkavein, fine, it's mutar. Tosfot takes Rashi to task on two issues. First of all, the original girsa, and Rashi corrects this out of the Tosefta, but the girsa originally was that the roots were black, and the edges of the hair were red. So that was the original girsa in the Tosefta. That's number one. Number two is, what Rashi described is not Dabar sheinu mitkavein. What Rashi describes is melacha shein tzricha legufa. That's something where I'm doing the melacha, but I don't want the outcome of the melacha. Over here, I don't want the giza, I don't want the hair that I'm cutting, but I'm doing the melacha, cutting, I'm doing giza. It's not that I didn't have intention to cut it, I intend to cut it. So Tosfos says for that, to those both reasons, he goes back to the original girsa, and says that the girsa of Sfarim was that the black at the roots, and red at the top, and then to answer your question, he thinks that you can cut the hairs off, and it will be mutar. You can cut off those two black hairs, and it'll be fine. And what's Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein over here? So he says, Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein is that you don't cut more than you need. You don't cut off other hairs with it. That's Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein. That even though here it's mutar to cut these two hairs to make it kosher, it's not mutar to cut the other hairs, but the other hairs will be classified as, you cut other hairs next to it, that'll be classified as Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein. Or, if you cut more than you need from these hairs, cut more than you need, that'll also be Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein. And that's the way Tosfot calls it Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein, and not a din of melacha shein tzricha legufa. If you hold like Rashi, that it's the red roots, then you would have to, you're cutting more than you need. Or, if it's like Tosfot, that you have to cut off the entire hair, that you cut off the hairs that are surrounding it. The problem is that if you do more than you need, then you're not within the framework of doing something that's the tzorech of the paraduma. Right, the way Tosfot tries to solve Rashi's problem is to say, v'yesh liyashev perish akuntrus, that the reason that you were matir by para is because the cutting of the hair is machshir the para. So even though cutting of hair is normally considered to be gozeis by para, because it has hair, so goziza is with scissors, nevertheless we allow it because it allows it to be mutar. So the same thing should be true by our bechor over here. The bechor, the reason that you're allowed to be tolesh the seyar, or tolesh the wool that is around the neck, is in order that you can do shkita, which is what you're supposed to do with the bechor. So he's drawing equivalence between what we're doing with the para to the tlisha in the bechor, and the Dabar Sheinu Mitkavein we're speaking about is in our Mishnah of Bechor, not over here by the para. That's the way Tosfot tries to reconcile Rashi, but he says, Omiyu ain't peir zenir klal. He doesn't think that that's a way to explain this Gemara. It seems to be that the Gemara is learning it from the para itself, and not from an extrapolation from para over to Bechor. So then the Gemara says, oh, that's not a problem. Shiny para, delab bat gizahi. Para doesn't have a din of giza. Vatanya, is that really true? We learned this in Chulin. It says, Lo tavo debi bechor sherecha, v'lo tagoz bechor tzon necha. Vein le'ele shor ba'avuda v'tzon b'giza. The restriction, it says, shor by working, and giza by tzon. Minan etene tamor shel zeh b'zeh v'tamor shel zeh b'zeh. How do I know that giza also applies to the shor, which is a para? It's a par. But, and how do I know that the avuda also applies to the tzon? Tamalomar, lo tavod v'lo tagoz. The Vav HaChibur between them says that they both apply to each other. So there you see, there is Giza by a para. El shiny para, the Kodshe Perek Abayeti. Para is not Kodshe Mizbeach. The only time you have this restriction of Giza is by Kodshe Mizbeach. Kodshe Perek Abayet, there is no restriction of Giza. But when it says, V'amara Belazar, Kodshe Perek Abayet, Asurim Giza Voda. Belazar says, that's not true, that even the same din that applies by Kodshe Mizbeach also applies to Koche Berek Abayit. My answer is like we saw in Chulin, Mido Rabbanon. Rabbi Elazar's din is a din de Rabbanon. Mido, right? There's no Isur Giza by the Parah. This is only a din de Rabbanon. Mar says, Vayika Isur de Rabbanon. What about the problem? There's an Isur de Rabbanon here. El Shani Parah de Lo Shchicha. Shani Parah because it's not a common outcome. It's not a common occurrence. And when we have built a Lo Shchicha, Lo Gazur Rabbanon. By a case that it's not Shriach, the Rabbanon weren't goes there. So here it's a dindra bonon that there's an Isur Giza even by Kodshe Berek Abayit. But by Paraduma, it's so unusual because that someone would do a Giza on a Paraduma. First of all, it's hair. It's not wool. Number two is you don't want to ruin a Paraduma. It's worth so much money. You're not going to ruin it. So it's so unlikely that the Rabbanon weren't gozer in that case to say that there's an Isur Dirabonon of Giza. And therefore, Parah is different than Bechor. Bechor has an Isur Giza mina Torah. This here would have had an Iser Giza Midrabanan, but it's waived over here because it's Milta Lo Shechicha. So you can't learn anything out of the fact that Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is Matir Giza by a Parah Adumah. That doesn't tell us anything about Bechor. The Gemara says, V'lichlo, V'lifka L'chulin. Why don't you redeem the Parah, take it out to Chulin, V'ligza, do the Gziza, V'hadalik Dishad, and then you'll be Makdish it again. Why are you worried about, why are we saying there's no Iser Dirabanan over here? Just be Podeh the Parah Adumah. It's Kodshe Berakabayit. You can be podet. Once you're podet, the kedusha is on the money. You take care of the paraduma, and then you purchase paraduma back with the money. And you bring it back into its kedusha, better go buy it. When it says, damei yakarim, it's very expensive. The paraduma is worth so much, it's extremely expensive to redeem it. They don't have the means to redeem it like that. So, why don't you do like the din of Shmuel? Shmuel says that even hektesh, it's worth 100 zuz. If you take one pruta and you're podet, it works. So, Gemara says, okay, Shmuel says that's a din b'di'evet. If you did this, then it works. But he's not telling you the chatchila to take a sub-par redemption or a sub-value redemption and use it. He says, if you do it, it works. But now that he's advising you to do this, and over here we're talking about the chatchila. So therefore, the din of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is unique to Parah, because Parah does not have a din in Giza, because it's Bedek Abayit. And on top of that, the Rabbanim weren't gozer in this instance of Parah, because it's Lo Shechicha. But like before, we don't know what his din would be. We don't know what his meaning would be. And if he holds, Rav holds like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, then Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam could also like Rav. The Davar Shein Mitkaven is Asur. Over here, it's unique to Parah that it's Mutar, and he'll hold like Rav. The reason that it's Mutar by Bechor is because it's Tlishak. So Mar says, Vi by Tema. The other answer, which is what you would expect from the beginning, is Rav Saver like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Rav holds of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, Aval lo mitameh. Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam lo Saver like Rav, but Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam doesn't hold like Rav. Meaning that they both agree that the halacha is that it's Mutar by Bechor to be Tolish the Seyar. The reason is different. Because Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam believes the reason is because Davar Sheinu Mitkaveh. On the other hand, Rav believes the reason is because it's Toleish Lav Hainu Giza. And on Yom Tov, it'll be Toleish Kele Achar Yad. So that's why Rav will be Matir, whereas Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam would be Matir because it's Davar Sheinu Mitkaveh by Bechor, and it's Davar Sheinu Mitkaveh by Yom Tov. So in both cases, it'll be Mutar according to Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. You can't prove it, but it's much easier to explain Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam as Davar Sheinu Mitkaveh, because then we can fit him into Parah without doing all these twists. And if you do that, then he doesn't have to look. They can both have the same conclusion, which is Mutar b'Bechor, Mutar b'Yom Tov, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam says it's Davar Sheinu Mitkaveh, it's Mutar in both places. Rav says over here by Bechor, Tlisha Lav Hainu B'Ziza. Ah, Yom Tov, it's Oker Davar Migdolo, it's Kalach HaYad, so it's fine. So that's why Rav will be Mutar in both those cases. Right now, Tolesha Desear Vajal Yizizeno Miyukumo, Amar Ravashi, Amar Reish Lakish, Loshan Ol B'Yad. Can only do this by hand. Aval B'Kli Asur. But if you do it with a kli, it's a sur. Va'aktani osem makom bikupitz. Doesn't it say that you do it? You make the placement, you clear it out with a kupitz. Mikan o mikan, that's how you clear the area out. Tnei lik kupitz. Not that you use the kupitz to clear the place out, clear the place so that you can use the kupitz over there. Chayin tolisha desarliot mum. You can do this for a mum as well. Ibalu, lechatchila o diyevet. Is this the chatchila or is it bidiyevet? Now, truthfully, the Bach changes the girsa on the mission to read v'chein hatolesh etesayar lirot mum. So now that sounds like it's a lashon bidiyevet. If the lashon is chein tolesh etesayar lirot mum, sounds like that's a din lachatchila. The Bach changes it to hatolesh, which would make it sound much more like a din bidiyevet. The Gemara's conclusion here is going to be it's even lachatchila. So it's strange that the Bach stood with that or stayed with the girsa v'chein hatolesh, which sounds like it's only bidiyevet.
Otherwise, you don't
get the question at all. All right, maybe. Maybe that's why he degenerate the question. You have to have it written as a Lashon B'Dievet. Ibalo, the Chatchila O'Dievet. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Tashma, Tzemer Mesubach Be'ozen. You have this hair or wool that is around the ear, and you can't see the mum that's there. Rabbi Yosef Meshulam, Er Tosho, Umar Et Mumot. Pull it away, and you can show the mum. Shmamina, the Chatchila, Shmamina. He says, Tosho, take it off. There's no questions asked. It's not if you do it, it's do it. Take it off. Samra Mare Afana Nami Tanino. We have it in our Mishnah. Vechein Atolesha Tesear Lirot Mekom Mum. My Vechein. Why is there equivalence drawn between the pace of the Mum to the Tolesh before for the Shechita? If you say the reason that it says Vechein is to teach, there are two possibilities of what the Chein is going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the first case by Shechting, number one is you're allowed to be Tolesh Tesear. Number two, You're not allowed to move it from its place. So when we say v'chein, which one is it modifying? Is it saying that you can be toleish just like the reisha? Or is it saying you can't move it just like the reisha? So which is that chein going on? So you want to suggest it's going on the part that you're not allowed to move the hair. Over there, v'shkita is muchach, that he's not doing it for his own purposes. And there you say you're not allowed to move it. Lirod makom mum mibai, to show it, the mum to the chacham, there it's for his own purposes, it's not muchach why he's doing it. Over there, certainly he shouldn't be able to move it. So why do you need v'chein? Hello, what it must be, what's the chein coming to teach us? It's coming to connect it to the tolesh that I say on the reisha. By shkita, it's clear that's l'chatkila, you're allowed to do it. So to in the sefer, the chein is telling you that l'chatkila can do it as well, in order to show the mum to the chacham. All right, next Mishnah. Se'ar b'chor b'mum shenashar. So you have the hair of a b'chor b'mum that fell off. V'inicho b'chalon, stores it in his window. V'achakach shachato. And then later on he does a shkita on it. Kavya ben Mahalel matir. Kavya ben Mahalel says it's mutar then to take that se'ar that you left in the window. V'chachamim usrim. The chachamim say it's problematic. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yehuda reads the machlok between a Kavya ben Mahalel and the chachamim. Why is he being matir? Because what happens is, once the Bechor is shechted, everything becomes mutar. So after Shkita, you can be gozeis to the Bechor. After Shkita, you can use anything associated with the Bechor. Not when it's a Balmum, but only after Shkita. So while it's a Balmum, before you shecht it, you're not allowed to take it. So that's the difference. So here, what you're saying is, after Shkita, you're allowed to take it. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, lo b'zei itir akav yabim min halal. That's not where akav yabim min halal says mutar. Ela. Se'ar Balmum shenashar v'iniach b'chalon. V'achakach meit. And then it dies. That's where my Kavim Mehel says it's mutar v'chachamim osrim. Right now, the Gemara will dissect that in a second. Tzemar mudoldal b'bechor. If you have wool that is hanging off the bechor, et shenirei magiza mutar. That which is when you after you've shechted the animal and it's mutar l'gzoz, it's mutar to shear the animal. If there was hair that was already detached before the shechita, and now you come to shear it, can you keep that hair that was already detached beforehand? So there it says, if it looks like it's in line with the other wool that's there, then you can take it even though it's detached. If it looks like it's already separated out, it's already detached, clearly detached, then you can't be gozeis it. And this is stam, this sefer is stam like the Rabbanon. Clearly like the Rabbanon who say, it's problematic if the stuff detached before the shechita or before the mitah, problematic to take it. So now the Gemara says, Michlau, and here there's a problem with the girsa. Here it says, Lo v'zei itir Akavya ben Mehalel. So it sounds like, this is not where Akavya Mehel was matir. Ella what? So the deal from that is Michlau da'asar. That over there he was oser. So when Rabbi Yossi comes along and says to Rabbi Yehuda, listen, Akavya Mehel wasn't matir in your case. He's matir in my case. So Gemara says, well, that implies that he thinks that in Rabbi Yehuda's case, Akavya Mehel would be oser. Gemara says it makes no sense. It's a kal v'chomer. If you say hashta b'meit shari, if you say when the animal dies, where the animal has to be buried, and it's not mutar b'hana whatsoever, there you say you can take it shachatomi bai. You shechted it where it is mutar b'hana. You're allowed to eat it. Then you have to tell me that it's mutar. It makes no sense to say that what Rabbi Yossi is saying that oh it's asur by shkita, it's mutar by meit. Ella. Lo b'zeh hitir akavya v'chachamim osrim. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean lo b'zeh hitir akavya b'min halal. He's not addressing just akavya b'min halal. He's addressing their machloket. This is not where the machloket is between akavya b'min halal and the chachamim. Because everybody agrees, shachato divriakol shari. Everybody agrees that b'shchita it's mutar. Ki plige b'meit. Where do they argue? They only argue by meit. So that's how to explain the shita of Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yehuda says that the machlokas is shkita, but by mate, everybody agreed that it was asur. Because after death, a bechor is asur b'anah, you have to bury it. So too, this was used detached before and will also be asur. After shkita, everything's mutar b'anah. That's where you have the machlokas between a kavim and halal and the chachamim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no, everybody agrees by shkita it's mutar. Just like the animal's mutar after shkita, so too, everybody agrees that anything fell off before and is also mutar. Over here, where's the machloka? It's by mate, where it dies. There's the machloka between the Kavi ben Halal and the Chachamim. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Amar Avasi, Amar Avei Shlokesh, machloket bishitiro mumche. This is only true after he got a heter from the mumche. Only the stuff that fell off of it after the mumche paskin that this is a baum mum de gamre, then is it considered mutar after the shkita or after the mate, depending on whose shita you hold like. The mar sabar gazrinan dilma atali shuye, yomar sabar lo gazrinan. And the machloket between the Chachamim and Akavya ben Halal is, once he's got the heter from the Chacham that it's a Baal Mum, it's a Bechor Baal Mum, what's he gonna do? The Chachamim say, well, if you tell him that anything that falls off you'll be able to keep, You know what he's going to do? He's going to keep it around. And he's just going to wait. And everything that falls off, he'll keep. And then after a while, he'll forget that it's just about falling off, and he'll go and shear it. And he's going to come to do avoda and giza with the animal. Therefore, we're not matir anything that falls off before the point of shkita, or before the point of mita. Oh, whereas Rabbi Ben Abba says, no, we don't worry about that. Since he already found out that it's a bechor ba'mum, and it's ra'uya l'shkita now, we don't worry about this problem of him keeping it around. Ah, v'alo yitiru mumcheh. If they didn't get a heter from a mumcheh to say this is a mum kavua, dibri akol asur. Everybody agrees it's asur, because then there's no reason to believe that it's mutar ba'ano yet. Because we don't know that it's going to go to the shkita. We don't know it's going to go to the mita at this point.
I don't understand. What's the difference in whether it was...
Nitar yedeh?
Yeah.
Both cases as a mum. Once it's nitar yedeh the mumcheh, then it's omeg l'shkita, basically.
Yeah.
It's omeg l'shkita. Before that point in time, everybody agrees that if you don't tell him anything, he's going to keep it around and just use it because he has nothing else to do with this animal.
And it'll be no different than a Bechor Tam where Akavi Ben Halal agrees that you're not allowed to keep the wool from there. Because there you do have an incentive to do this. First of all, you'll keep it around, and it'll keep dropping wool to you. Number two is, the longer you keep it around, the more likely it is to get a mum in it. And that'll be to your advantage as well. So therefore, before the mumcheh is matirit, we say it has a din like a tam, and we say no go. That you can't keep it around, even according to Kavya Mehalel. And also, since there's no heter from the mumcheh, so no tzad heter to it. A Kavya Mehalel is only matir once you've gone through that process of being nitar al-day the mumcheh. Because then you have a tzad heter to it. Number two is, you already have the mum in it, so you have the reason to shecht it, and therefore you're not incentive to get it around in any way, and we're not choshesh for this fact that he's going to keep it for these droppings of wool that come off of it.
As soon as he finds out that it's a baal mum kavua and he can shecht it, he's going to shecht it right away. That's how he can monetize the animal. He can use it right away. Keep it around, a kavim himself will keep it for some wool to fall off of it. He says, that seems ridiculous. Shita is the main purpose of it. Now I have a heter from the chacham to do it.
The status of the wool that falls off.
According to this, the wool is mutar according to everyone. It's just a question of whether the chachamim goes there or not. Alright. Meitiv Rav Sheshet. Bali mumim, ausrim bekoshuhu. So bali mumim make it ausrim bekoshuhu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yivukar. You check it out. V'havinan bo, and we ask them this, what does it mean, yivakar or yivukar? So ilema, if you want to say, the bal mumhu, that we're talking about literally a baal mum. The case is a case where you had a bunch of karbanot that were tmimim, and you had one that was a baal mum. And the baal mum gets mixed in with the tmimim. So now I don't know which one is a baal mum. I can't use any of them. Ketana Kama says, baal mumim are asurim pekoshu. As soon as they mix in, they make everything asur. The Yossi says, check it out. You can find the one that's the mum and pull it out. Right, so that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. Ilema baal mumu v'lishkale. So if you say that it's a baal mum, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to pull it out, Michlal, the Tana Kama says you don't pull it out. Wait, what's the story? Of course. Everybody agrees if you can find the baal mum, you're going to pull it out. So that can't be the explanation of this. So Amar Rav Nachman Ravua Hocha b'gizat b'chor baal mum askinan. We're dealing with the giza of a b'chor baal mum, shnit arvu b'gizei chulin. They got mixed up with the shearings of chulin. Man Tana Kama, who's the Tana Kama here? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of our mission. Damar nishchatu Asri Rabbonon, and that when they do Shkita, the Rabbonon Oser, Rabbi Yossi Letamei, Damar Nishkatu Shoru Rabbonon, even in the Makom Shkita, the Rabbonon were Matir, V'tani Yivukar, says you should check it out. So what does it mean, Ma Yivukar? Lav, doesn't checking it out mean this, Imum Kavua, Imum Over, go to show it to the Chacham to know whether it's a Mum Kavua or not. Avagav Shlo Yitiru Mumche, but it sounds like here, that the hair that fell off, the shearings that fell off before he checked it out. So if they fell off before you checked it out, that means that even before you show it to the mumcheh, we say that it's mutar after shkita. Exactly. It was never shown to a mumcheh yet. If it was never shown to a mumcheh, that implies that that which fell off beforehand would be mutar yedei shkita. Just to go over this quickly, we have a machloket here between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi with what you do with this baal mum that got mixed up with tmimim. At first, the Gemara suggests that it's really animals that are bundling mumim and tmimim. Gemara rejects that because it's ridiculous to assume that Tana Kama would be Yossi. Ella, what's the case? The case is with them a gizat b'chor baal mum. They are mixed up with regular giza, and it fell off before the shchita. Fell over before the time that he did shchita on it, and now it's a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says the chamim are oser even by shchita. They're always oser when it falls out before shchita, before mita, doesn't matter. Rabbi Yossi says the chamim agree by shchita that it's mutar from beforehand. But the Rabbi Yossi's statement in that braita is, Yivukar, check it out. What do you mean, check it out? Go show it to a mumcha to find out if it's a mum over, a mum kavua. So the fact that you're going to show it to the mumcha means that it fell off beforehand, and we're still saying that it's nitara, yedei shchita. That goes against Rav Asi, Yamar, Arish Lokish that we saw before. So the Gemara says, Amarava lo, yuvukar ihi tiru mumcha in ilo lo. Yuvukar doesn't mean go check it out with the mumcha. Yuvukar means let us investigate whether this was already nitari de mumcha or not. Check it out. If it was already nitari de mumcha, then it'll be fine. If it wasn't already nitari de mumcha, then it'll be problematic. Kisalik Rabin, Amar al shmaita kameh de Rabbi Yirmiyah. When Rabin went up to Eretz Yisrael, he said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar bavlai tikshai. You silly Babylonians, you're sitting in this dark land, and you say these silly things. You didn't hear this member from Yochanan. Machloket bishabadak velo matzah. The machloket over here is in a case where you checked out the mum and they didn't find it.
The animals themselves.
They had an animal that got mixed together. It was a baal mum. They got mixed up with the Tamim. And now, you said before, go check it out. Find it. They did check it. Velo matzah. And they didn't find any baal mum in there. They have 100 animals. Another one got mixed in. They don't know what to do now. There's a baal mum walking around here, but they checked all the animals. None of them have any mum in them. So what do you do? That's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. If you have a location that has a chazokah that it's tamei, lolam hu tumato, achid vada tuma. It remains tamei until you find the tuma that's there. If you don't find the tumah, it will remain tamei. You can do the best you can. You dig down into the ground until you reach bedrock, or until the place you reach to virgin land, but meaning that places that nobody had dug into yet. So Chamim say you do make a best efforts. Best efforts, if you can't find it, there's no way to throw a tumah over there. It's cleaned out, it's no more tumah there. But Meir says, because of the chazakah of tumah, you can't remove the chazakah until you find the tumah. So same thing over here. Here you have a corral full of animals. 100 of them are tamim, one's a baal mum. I can't find any mumim here. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's too bad. If you can't find the mum still exists and they're all problematic. According to Chachamim, if you checked all of them and there is no baal mum here, you've eliminated the chashash of there being a mum. And then they become mutar. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Rav Asi amar, Rabbi Yochanan machloket shebadak umatza. No, the other way around. That the machloket is where they've checked and they found the mum. Rav Chia said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the machloket here is when they didn't find the mum. In that brighter that we quoted before. Over here we have Rav Asi saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the machloket is where they did find the mum. You have a field in which they lost a grave in it. So now, nichnas betocha tameh. Person who goes in there is tameh. Nimtza betocha kever, nichnas letocha tahor. If they find the grave, then they remove that grave from there, or they are mesamein it, they identify it, they demarcate it, then anybody who goes into the field is now tahor. Sheni Omer, hu kever shavad, hu kever shenimtza, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, there was a chashash, there was a kever here, we found the kever, now there's nothing to talk about, everything else will be tahor. Right, it's not a new one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, tibadei kol hasadeh kula, you're not matir it until we find the whole sadeh. So too in our case. Our case over here, you have animals that are all together, tamimim, and then you have one baal mum that got mixed in. I find an animal with a mum in it. Can I assume that that's the animal that was the mum? According to Rabbi, yes. It's the same as the kever that went in, it's the kever that came out. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, until you check the whole field, we don't know for sure. So too over here. You have to check all these animals to be sure that none of the others have a mum, that maybe this is another animal. So Rav Asi, Maitama lo amar ki Rabbi Chia. Why did Rav Asi say the machloket in the Braita is in a case where they were bodek and they found it, and he didn't say like Rabbi Chia Ba'avo, who says that it's in a case where they didn't find it. So I'm like, bishlama gabe tuma. By tumah, you can explain why it disappeared. It went away because there are other exogenous variables that will take it away. You have animals who will drag the tumah away. So therefore, when you dug under and you didn't find the tumah, you have a way of explaining why the tumah is not there. Over here, how are you going to explain that the baal mum, when you check the whole thing, there's no baal mum here? Where did he go? Where did he disappear to? It's got to be there. So their machloka won't apply in that case. It can apply to tumah, where you have other reasons to believe the tumah was taken away if you clear the whole area and you don't find it. Vidach imer mum over hu vaz. Rav Chia Ba'avo says, why do I think that is the equivalent case? Because there is a way for a mum to disappear. A mum can disappear when it's a temporary mum, and then it got healthy. So just like the tumah could disappear, a mum could disappear as well. Why does Rabbi Chia Ba'ava not say like Rav Asi? Why does he say it's a case where they didn't find the mum? And as against to Rav Asi, who says that it's a case when they did find the mum, I'm like, So just like someone buried here, someone else buried there. It's a cemetery. When someone buries in this field, someone else buries somewhere else next door to it. So you can't be sure or certain that just because there's one found here, doesn't mean there's another one that's not there. Ella, kodshim gave the bat kalan v'kayme darkayu l'mipa b'humuma. Over here by kodshim, once you've checked them all, you see there's no mum. There's, what, you're going to assume that they do get mumim? It's going to appear from somewhere, out of nowhere? If you check them, then they don't appear from nowhere. Vidach, and how is Rav Asa going to answer that question over here? Baba, agavdim negache achadod ishkiach b'humuma, enochanami. That the mumim are shkiach by them. And therefore, if you found one mum here, maybe you're going to find more mumim here, because since they're goring each other, they're fighting, they're butting heads, then they do have mumim that come in as shkiach, that they have mumim, and therefore you can say the same way like by the field. There's one buried here, there may be another one's buried here. We can say, but since you found one mum, maybe there are others with mumim in here, because they are shkiach to get these mumim. Okay, we'll stop over here.